I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, joining you on this last day of 2014, the 31st day of December. Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City is here to take a look at the weather forecast. Drew, thanks for taking the time. As we head into the new year, some interesting things happening in the United States. We probably ought to check around the world first, but some cold air has made its way into the U.S. Can you tell me about where it is and what might be coming for those of us in the Midwest over the next several days?
The cold air started up in Canada a couple of days ago, and it's a very large-sized air mass that is notably colder than normal and has reached all the way down into hard red winter wheat country. The past couple of mornings, we did see temperatures below zero across parts of Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado, but there's snow on the ground in that area, and so the end result here is there has not been any damage across these areas. Now, in the Midwest, we're going to see a storm system brew in the southern plains starting tomorrow and probably get a little bit of a false start and restart again on Friday and then move northeastward through the heart of the Midwest over the weekend. This storm system has a lot of potential for producing widespread precipitation, a wintry mix of all kinds of precipitation that will likely occur. We'll look for some heavy snows, probably 2 to 6 and local 8-inch accumulations coming out of Kansas and parts of Nebraska to Wisconsin and western Michigan. We'll see freezing rain to the southeast of this line, impacting parts of Missouri, central Illinois, northern Indiana, and southern Michigan. And then rain will fall heavily to the south of that, with some flooding likely in the southeastern United States. And again, most of this is going to be Saturday and Sunday for the Midwest proper. Southern U.S. plains, though, we'll see some mixed precipitation types as early as tomorrow and then see it increase Friday into Saturday.
And then if you turn your attention to the southern hemisphere, tell me how things are proceeding for their growing season, please.
Things are looking very good at the moment. There's a lot of nervousness in the marketplace all of a sudden because of concern about a drier bias in the forecast for center west and center south Brazil as we move forward through the next 2 weeks to 10 days. It's not a complete absence of rain, but it is definitely lighter precipitation, more erratic rainfall than what we've seen over the past few weeks. Now, the first few days of this period have already been quite welcome. The crop has responded well. We were a little bit too wet and a little bit too cool last week and the week before across these areas, and now we were firming up the topsoil and stimulating some aggressive crop development. As we go forward through the next 2 weeks, we'll go from looking at very good conditions to slightly stressed in some locations, but there's enough subsoil moisture around and enough timeliness of light shower activity that this crop should still be preserved at a very high production potential. In Argentina, the dryness is confined to the far southwest corner of the country. This is a minor corn-producing region and a moderately important sunseed production area, and it is running very short on moisture right now. We'll stay that way for the next 2 weeks. But the heart of corn and soybean country in Argentina are getting timely rains and have plenty of moisture to advance those crops in a very favorable manner.
Drew, thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
You bet. Have yourself a good day.
That's Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City on this 31st day of December 2014, a Wednesday afternoon. You have a very safe and happy New Year's. I'm Todd Gleason.